Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Now the 100 highest paid players in the NRL was released yesterday. We have not had a look at it until this point. We've avoided all sort of contact with it so we could do it live and go through it with you guys. We're going to record this in two parts. The first bit will be out right now. The first bit will be out a little bit later today. And from what I've gathered, the article I'm on, you can go through and it essentially gives you three options underneath each player: spot on, lucky boy, or bargain. So obviously spot on is we think that player is pretty evenly valued. Lucky boy means the player is getting overs. Bargain, in our opinion, the player is getting unders. Now, there is a lot of things that go into these ones. This is more just a slapstick sort of podcast, to be honest with you. We're not huge fans of this sort of stuff, but you guys do seem to enjoy when we give our live reactions to these guys. So we will go through them all. We'll click our one, then we'll tell you the percentage and how it comes out on the other side. So it will be a live reaction. This one we're going to do 100 down to 50. Talk about each one, where we would sit it. We're not going to go too heavy on anyone. As I always say, even these guys that are overpaid, fucking good on them. Good on them for getting that bag. You know, I think it's fucking unreal. I'm all for if players manage to negotiate with clubs and clubs are silly enough to pay these guys overs, I'm all for it personally. Good on the players, as you would be if it was one of your mates in this situation. So I'm going to go through them starting at 100. Our first one is Francis Molo. It starts at 102. I'm not quite sure why it starts at 102 when it's the NRL Rich 100. Anyway, that might just be because they're on even money. Francis Molo at 500K. Personally, obviously he played for Queensland in 2021. I think he's been really solid for the Dragons, but I would probably say that's a little bit overs, really. So I'd probably say lucky boy there. Lucky boy got 81% for Francis Molo. Corey Oates at 500K. Now, if you would have said to me at the start of the year paying 500K for Corey Oates, I probably would have said that's overs, but the he's got this year, I think it's been an absolute bargain. Corey Oates, 22% bargain, 44% spot on, 34% lucky boy. Wow, so I was in the minority there. Cam McInnes at number 100 at 500K. His last year ranking was 81. He's out to 100 now. I think this is a bargain. I absolutely love him as a leader. They're using him as sort of a bench forward at the moment. 40% of you guys said spot on. Lucky boy, 37% bargain, 23%. Wow. Josh Maguire, 500K. I think Josh Maguire is lucky to be getting that much as it stands right now. I'm very interested to see how many Dragons players are in this one if Josh Maguire has already appeared at 500K. I would say that he's a little bit lucky to be on that much money still. You guys agree with me. 91% said lucky boy. 98, Sean Johnson, SJ, New Zealand Warriors, 500K. Based on how he's gone this year, you would have to say lucky boy, realistically. Hasn't really played to the level that we would have expected from SJ. So I'll go with lucky boy on that one. 62%. Spot on from 30%. Interesting. Next one is Jackson Hastings at 500K. When I compare the football that SJ's played this year compared to Jackson Hastings, just all the other things that Jacko brings at the moment to the West Tigers, we've seen that they're obviously better when he's on the field, but when he's not on the field, they're an absolute fucking train wreck. So for me, I would go towards Jackson Hastings being a bargain. bargain. I think his next contract with whichever club he ends up at, if it's not the West Tigers, even if it is the West Tigers, I think it'll be much, much more than that. So 43% said spot on. 37% said bargain. Interesting. Probably the closest one we've seen so far towards being a bargain. Dane Gagai at 500K. I actually agree with this one, to be honest. I think this is pretty fair for a strike centre. I would go spot on here. 34% said spot on. 55% said lucky boy. 55% of you don't think Dane Gagai is worth 500K. Have you seen the hole that he's left at South Sydney this year? Fuck. Big call. Blake Brayley at 500K. I actually think based on how he's played his entire career, I think this is pretty around about fair for a strike position like hooker. There's not many great hookers around. Blake Brayley, I think he's heading into the category of great. I would probably lean towards sort of lucky boy or spot on, but I'd sort of lean towards spot on, as would you guys. 48% of you said spot on. 26% each way for lucky boy and bargain. 94 is Corey Allen at 500K. Personally, I think he's pretty lucky to be on that much money at the Canterbury Bulldogs. 93% said lucky boy for Corey Allen. When you consider he's on 500K and reportedly Josh Adokar, that must be a back-ended deal, which you need to take into consideration for all these players, that a lot of them will have back-ended deals coming their way, and some of them at the very top, I imagine, will be at the end of back-ended deals. So you need to keep that in mind. But Josh Adokar at 93, definitely a bargain at 500K. 51% of you said bargain at 500K. Victor Radley, 510K in at 92. Personally, I think that is unders. I think that's a bargain getting Victor Radley for that much. 63% of you agreed with me. 29% said it was spot on. David Nofaluma, 510K. Nof, obviously very talented. There's always been a lot of noise around David Nofaluma, though. For a centre that does what he does, he scored a heap of tries. He's breaking tackles all the time. At the Tigers, I would probably say this is spot on for me. 27% spot on. 65% have said lucky boy. Personally, I would have thought he would have been on much more at the West Tigers, to be honest with you. Maybe that was a front-ended contract. I'm not sure. But I thought, considering he was at the Tigers, I thought he'd be on heaps more, David Nofaluma. Api Kurosawa, Jesus Christ, 510K, Api Kurosawa. That is one of the great bargains for the Penrith Panthers. 71% of you agreed with me with bargain. Wonga Blake, 510K. I probably think this is a little bit overs. I know Wonga Blake's incredibly talented, but just so many errors in his game. I just think there's other strike centres that we could go with the direction of, or strike wingers, or whatever it might be. Lucky boy, 86% as voted by you guys. Moses Sully from the St. George Illawarra Dragons on 550K. I think Moses Sully's been really good this year. I think that he's been incredibly solid for the Dragons, very consistent this year. I thought he was probably lucky to get that at the start of the season, but I think he's sort of played up to that money this year, to be honest with you. I think he's been the best centre at the St. George Illawarra Dragons this year, so I'm happy to go spot on with that one. 27% spot on. Lucky boy, 67%. Yeah, I think Sully carries a bit of a... I think people still have a perception that he's lazy or whatever it might be. I'm a fan of Sully now. Joe Offahengawi, number 87 at 550K. Another one that I thought would be overs, to be honest with you. I thought he'd be more than this at the West Tigers. Considering the work that Joe O gets through, I think it's probably fair. I mean, he plays huge minutes there every single week. He makes 50 to 60 tackles every single week. He runs for 150 metres. I think most people say lucky boy, but I'd probably say it's spot on. Lucky boy, 68%. Spot on, 27%. Isaac Liu, 550K at the Titans. Another one that I thought would be on a little bit more going to the Gold Coast Titans, coming from a premiership winner. Personally, I don't think that they utilise him enough. I don't think he gets through enough work. I think they signed him with the idea that he was a two-time premiership winner, which he is. But I personally think this one is a little bit overs. I think he's lucky that he was in that Rooster system. He's a good player, but I think that without that, those two premierships featuring in that team, in which he played a good role in, but he didn't play a massive role in, I probably think he's a little bit lucky, Isaac Liu, and 85% of you agree with me. Jack Hetherington, 550K, lucky boy for me. I don't think he's worth that much. 90% agree with me. Cohen Hess at 550K has obviously played Origin and everything in the past. I would say lucky boy at this one too. 57% of you said lucky. 38% said spot on. Interesting. Kirk Catewell, 550K, comes with a heap of experience, has played Origin, can cover the centres, can cover the back row, good leadership. I think this is pretty spot on here for him. Spot on got 44%. Bargain got 46%. Interesting. A lot of people very keen on Kirk Capel. That's good to see. I'm glad that we're appreciating Kirk Capel more. Matty Burton at 550K. Absolute bargain coming in at 82. 81% of you agreed. Bargain. AJ Brimson, 550K. I honestly think for the Titans, this is a bargain. I think there would be so many clubs that would be willing to have AJ Brimson. For the Titans to keep him and for them to keep him for 550K, for them, I think it's a bargain, personally. 18% said bargain. Lucky boy, 40%. 550K for a strike center, for a strike 5'8 such fullback who has played Origin. Fuck, it's pretty good. I mean, you saw what he did for the Gold Coast Titans yesterday. Whenever they're winning games, AJ Brimson's starring. I think for the Titans, 550K is an absolute bargain for them, to be honest with you. Jaden Brayley, 550K. I think he's one of the true leaders up there at Newcastle in a position where there aren't too many guns in. I think that's sort of borderline spot on and bargain. I'm going to go spot on because he's had that good half a season last year, faded a little bit, had the injury. I'll say spot on for Jaden Brayley. 38% said spot on. 52% said lucky boy. Fuck, I mean, when he's playing good, Jaden Brayley, he's exceptional. Jack Bird, 550K. He dropped significantly off the back of last year. Last year, he was ranked number 15th overall. Now he's in at 79. I think 550K is pretty fair for Jack Bird, to be honest with you. I think last year, I would have said he was probably paid overs. But I think this year, 550K, I think that's pretty fair for Jack Bird. He's obviously a premiership winner. He's played Origin. He can play a vast array of positions. He can come up with something out of nothing. I would say that's pretty spot on for Jack Bird. 75% of you said lucky boy. Wow. 550K, I really don't think it's that much for a guy like Jack Bird who can cover so many positions. Adam Dewey at 560K. I think for the Tigers, if they are paying Adam Dewey 560K, that is an absolute bargain for them. He's coming in at 41%. 41% said spot on as well. Wow. I mean, he's not a million-dollar guy, don't get me wrong, but at the West Tigers, he's a pretty fucking important guy over there. I think 550, 60K, if they can keep him there for that, is a pretty good deal. Elliot Whitehead for the Raiders, 590K. I think compared to some of the guys we've already seen, I would suggest that Elliot Whitehead is a little bit lucky. I know he's a leader there, and he's been good for a very long time. 48% of you guys said spot on. 39% of you said lucky boy. Interesting. Jaden Sua, 600K. We're getting a lot of Dragons in this top 100 just quietly. Very interesting. Jaden Sua, I think he's a little bit lucky to be on that much. 80% of you agree with me. Ryan Madison on 600K. To consider Jaden Sua and Ryan Madison on the same money, I think getting Ryan Madison for that is spot on. 40%. 53% of you said lucky boy for Ryan Madison? Wow, that's crazy. Far out. Luciano Leilua at the Cowboys for 600K. I'd say that's about spot on, in my opinion. 32% said spot on. Lucky boy, 63%. I don't know. Am I out of touch or are you guys out of touch? I think this is very, very interesting. Josh Jackson, 600K at Canterbury. He's been there for a very long time. He's served a long time. He's probably got a little bit of a back end of deal. He's still solid. I'd say that's spot on. I think a lot of people will say lucky, but I think he's a great leader at the club. 38% spot on. Lucky boy, 59%. Nico Hines, 600K. Surely this has got to be a bargain coming in at number 72. 83% of you said a bargain. 15% said spot on. Mo Fodder Waker at the Gold Coast Titans, 600K. Definitely not playing up to that at the moment. Played Origin the last few years. Yeah, I think he's probably a little bit lucky at the moment to be getting that. 77% of you agree with me. Nick Kotrick, 600K. Another one. I think he's probably lucky to be on that based on his form this season. 80% of you said that. Nathan Brown, 600K. I mean, considering the club doesn't want him at the moment and they're choosing not to use him, you look at their bench every week and I go, fuck, they could do it with a Nathan Brown. You'd have to say lucky boy, but good on Nathan Brown. They're paying him 600K and they don't want to use him. Unreal. Stephen Crichton in at number 68 overall, 615K they're reporting. Stephen Crichton, I think a lot of people will say overpaid. For me, I think in the finals last year, he showed why he's not overpaid. I think recency bias will say, oh, Stephen Crichton, shit, didn't do it in Origin, blah, 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 blah. Fuck, that's fine. Go back and watch the final series last year. That's why Stephen Crichton's worth this much money. When I think of the biggest plays in grand final history, I would put Stephen Crichton's intercept to win the grand final for the Penrith Panthers against the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the top 10 without a doubt. So for me, I think this is spot on. I think he's worth that sort of money. I still don't think he's playing his best position yet. 38% Shane said spot on. 52% said lucky boy. I really don't think 615K for a strike winger, centre, fullback is really that much to ask, and a guy that comes up with big plays in big moments. Takiaho comes in at number 67 from the Sydney Roosters at 625K. An interesting one there. I'd say it's probably a little bit overs considering the amount of footy he's played this year. I'd probably say he's a little, I'd say in between lucky and spot on. You guys said 60% said lucky, 35% said spot on. Dale Finucane at 66 at 625K. For the role that he plays, he's not really a ball player. He's just a hard nut that leads the team around, 625K. I think that's pretty fair for the Cronulla Sharks. 57% of you agree with me, 25% bargain. Nelson Asofa-Solomona, 625K for Melbourne. I think that's pretty fair as well. 61% of you agree with me. 24% say lucky. Tariq Sims, fuck, there are so many dragons. So many dragons in the top 100, in the top. Oh, geez, we're not even up to halfway yet. Crazy. Tariq Sims, 650K. Last year is 64. This year is 64. Veteran back row, played Origin last year and everything. Unwanted this year, sort of been in and out of the team. I would say Tariq Sims is a little bit lucky to be on that. 91% for lucky. Junior Bolo is 650K. I personally think this is borderline spot on and bargain. I'd probably lean towards spot on. He is a front row, but he has got a lot of ball playing ability. Plays Origin. I would probably say this is about spot on or bargain. 63% of you said spot on. Cody Nikorima, 650K at the Rabbitohs. Now, obviously, he's only there for a short period of time. I'm not sure if Cody Nikorima... No, he's going to the Dolphins next year. So, yeah, they would have taken over a bit of this contract. I would say a lot of it is being still paid by the Warriors and the Rabbitohs are chipping in for it. But I think you would have to say Cody Nikorima. Lucky boy as it stands right now, 94% of you said lucky. Tom Flegler, 650K. Wow, for the Brisbane Broncos, coming in at number 61. I would say he's a lucky boy to be on that much. 66% of you agree with me. Interesting one here, number 60. Dylan Brown from the Parramatta Eels, 650K. Last year was ranked 82, comes into 60 this year. I think this is pretty spot on. You have to pay for potential in the NRL, and Dylan Brown, he looks like one of the most promising ball players in the game. Coming off his game last week against Manly, it would have been interesting if this came out that weekend. I'm sure his percentages would have gone up on the bargain side of things. I probably think this is about spot on. 51% of you agree with me. 31% say bargain. That's good to see. It wasn't that long ago that people were bagging Dylan Brown left, right, and center. So good to see that starting to change. Number 59 is Jai Arrow. Coming in at 650K, came down from the Gold Coast Titans to the South Sydney Rabbitohs, ranked 45 last year, out of 59 this year. Obviously plays for the Queensland Maroons. I would say he's probably in between lucky boy and spot on. I'd probably lean closer to lucky boy, to be honest with you. 58% agree with me there on Jai Arrow. Jerome Luai, 680K. I know a lot of people are off Jerome Luai at the moment, but for what he does, what he produces, he's a premiership winning 5'8". I'd say this is about spot on, but I think you guys will say overpaid. Spot on, 47%. Lucky boy, 32%. Good. Jerome Luai, 680K. I think we have to start to value what position all these guys play and the impact they have on games of football. And next one is Angus Crichton at 680K. I think this is about spot on. Angus Crichton, I'd be happy to pay 700K for a back rower like Angus. 45% said spot on. 45% said lucky boy. So an even split there between fair and a little bit lucky. Very interesting. Jared Wallace, the Gold Coast Titans, 700K. For me, he is a very lucky boy to be on 700K. They don't pick him some weeks. Going to the Gold Coast Titans next year, I think it's fair to say Jared Wallace is pretty lucky there. 97% agree with me on that one. It'll be interesting to see what is the highest as far as percentage goes. If we can get to 98, 99, will be very interesting. 55, Cody Walker, 700K. I think this is pretty spot on, to be honest with you. If they would have won that grand final last year, I think Cody would have been the Clive Churchill medalist. All of a sudden, 700K probably looks like a little bit of a steal. I would say this is spot on right now for South Sydney, though. 58% said spot on. Jared Rea-Hargrave, 700K at the Sydney Roosters coming in at number 54. Very interesting one. I'm very keen to see what you guys think here. 700K coming to the back end of his career. I probably think it's a little bit overs, to be honest with you. I think he's a little bit of a lucky boy to be on that as it stands right now. 45% of you said lucky boy. 46% said spot on. I mean, fair enough. He is the enforcer in this pack, the leader of the Sydney Roosters forward pack. So I'm not going to argue too heavy with you there, but it's interesting. I thought people would go a little bit heavier on him there. Marty Tapau from the Manly Seagulls at 700K. Most weeks when they're full strength, not in their starting lineup. Looks like he will be headed to another club next season. So 700K for Marty coming in at number 53. I think he's a little bit lucky there, Marty. 92% agree with me. 52, really interesting one. Katoni Staggs at 700K. Based on his form this year, I think you would have to argue that Tony's been a little bit lucky to be on that much money this season, if that reported figure is true. For me, Katoni's got exceptional talent. He's got exceptional potential, and you do pay for that in the NRL, so I understand that side of things. I think he's been really solid this year, but he hasn't really hit those ceilings that we would have hoped Katoni would have. So I think it's fair to say he's a little bit lucky at the moment. 58% agree with me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
37% say spot on. And I think those that 37% would argue that you pay for potential in the NRL, and I don't disagree with you. Number 50 is Daniel Saifiti. Obviously played Origin over the last few seasons. One of the main front rowers up there in Newcastle, if not the main front rower, along with David Clemmer. 700K for a front rower, though. For me, unless your name is Payne Haas, maybe if your name is Tino, I don't know if I can pay you 700K, to be perfectly honest with you, as a front row forward. So I'd probably say lucky boy there. 71% agree with me. We'll do number 50 and then we'll leave it there. We'll wait for part two a little bit later today. Josh Papali'i from the Canberra Raiders. Now, as I just said, paying 700K for a front rower, it seems a little bit ridiculous to me. Josh Papali'i at the Canberra Raiders, he's been a leader there for a very long time. Might be a bit of a back-end deal, but as it stands right now for this season, I probably don't think Josh is worth 700K running onto the field right now, especially when you look at the way that Joey Tappanay is playing, the way that Corey Horsburgh is playing, all these guys. I think Josh still has his moments where he's sensational, but I just think consistency over the entire season, he's probably starting to pull back a little bit. So you obviously sign these contracts at a period of time, for a period of time, he is getting to the back end of that. I would probably say this is somewhere in between spot on and lucky boy. I think most of you will agree with me. 61% said spot on, 31% said lucky boy. I can understand both, to be honest with you. As I said, you sign these during a period of time, for a period of time, and the value and everything can change over that period. Guys, they are the first 102 to 50 of the top 100 list. Why we started at 102, I'll never know. I think it was because guys were equal or whatever. But we'll be going through the top 50 a little bit later today, so stay tuned for that on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win. And also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.